welcome back to our Shawa Soul. I am Jin. This is...
Jen. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Sorry about the hiatus. I was going to do an individual video. I still might do them. But I just wanted to let you all know that we are a little bit late doing this for you due to unforeseen medical necessity. Was at Jen's house, ready to... We just came back from an afternoon, and we wanted to record this. I got sick. I wasn't doing so good. Jen took me to the ER, and I got put in the hospital. Within the 7 days that I was there, I was given plenty of medicine, had my gallbladder removed, and boom, here we are. So, sorry that we're late with this, but I just at least thought you should know. And I am truly sorry that we are behind schedule. So, without further ado, guess what we are going to talk about today?
The She Is album.
Yeah. Because we love our Jungie.
And we did do a video. We did a music video discussion.
Which you did already post. So, I haven't gotten around to letting people know that it's there. So, I will do that. That's my bad. I'm still recuperating. Don't hold it against me. I hurt. But yeah, Jungi, she is.
So it has 9 tracks. And Jung-hyun, he wrote the lyrics to all of the 9 songs. He composed 8 of the songs. So White T-shirt. He did not compose.
Really?
Right.
And that's my favorite one. So, I mean, she is good. So, and the video is just darling.
Right.
It's interesting.
I actually don't think the music video and the song itself go together. Like, they're totally separate.
It's like, she is, yes, I'm going to sing my song, but I'm also going to demonstrate some other things. And you figure out where I'm going with this. It's your puzzle. Well, it's my puzzle, but it's for you to solve.
Okay, so the first song on the album is She Is.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to say about it?
I just think that it's kind of positive in a way. Because I don't read Korean, but reading the English, if they translated it really... you know, correctly to the way it should be translated. I mean, he's talking to this girl and he tells her how much that he likes her small eyes, the way they look at him, the slightly thick eyebrows, and even the wind that, you know, blows across them feels nice. You know, he has a good feeling from A to Z about everything, and then he talks about having a candle lit softly in front of him, and then he goes on further in the song and he talks about, I don't care how we might seem to others, just looking at you, and you know, he's like in awe of her. And then he says something else in the song about, well, you may think this is ugly or what, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not ugly to him. You know, it's beautiful. It's, he just loves her the way she is. And that's the way people should admire and adore and love someone, is exactly for the way they are. We all have flaws. We all have different characteristics that make us different, make us unique. And when someone can appreciate that and love us with our perfectly imperfectness, then that is one of the best feelings anyone could ever have. But however, in the video, it's like, none of that's there.
No, it's not. It's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
The song is almost cheeky. Yes. It's like this kind of cat and mouse kind of thing where it's positive, but it's also kind of like flirty and
yes,
like the energy of the song.
But it's like feel good flirty.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. And it's uplifting and it's empowering.
He collaborated with Crush.
I could see that.
And I know there's obviously going to be other people that he collaborates with, but I think I'm mentioning Crush because obviously Crush is a famous.
Singer.
An artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people would know who that is.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
Also, the famous part in it that goes, "Oh shiz," or whatever he says it, is actually a wordplay on "oh shiz." So what it means is, "Oh shit, that girl's pretty."
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It adds to the cheekiness, I think.
But that is like, you know, a guy be walking by or be, you know, talking to a girl. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, is the seat taken? Because they've been talking across the bar or across the table or something. And they get closer to each other. And as he sits there and looks at her eyes, looks at her face, and he goes, "Oh, shit, she's really pretty." You know, it's like, oh, fuck. Excuse me, but that's for first time I dropped the F-bomb, but that's, but it's like, damn!
I've other people I know who don't know anything about K-pop have listened to the song, and they also think that he says, "Oh, shit," which is kind of just on the same lines of where it's going, you know, so I think that is kind of funny.
But it's because it's like, it's, "Oh, she is. I like your small eyes, the way you look at me. Oh, she is. Your thick eyebrows. I like it, or like it like that. Oh, she is. I like your slightly pouty lips. Oh, she is. I like it like that. Oh, she is. Yeah. I like it like that." It's like, yeah, so oh, it's, shit,
it's basically, it's "oh, shiz," and that's supposed to just be, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, wow, that girl's pretty. And the other thing is, and again, this is not 100%, but a lot of people think that there's an English part in it that goes, "I like this bridge," right? But the way he says it, it sounds like he says, "I like this bitch."
And so a lot of
people wonder if he meant for it to sound like it, but it not be that, because the fact that he's saying, "Oh shit, that girl's pretty," it would make sense that he would say something like that in the song without directly saying that he's saying it.
That's what I thought that he said the first time I heard it. I was like,
he's saying,
I like this bitch.
So maybe he is saying that.
And you go, no, I like this bridge. And it is at the bridge.
Well, literally, he is saying, "I like this bridge." But again, it might be that double meaning.
Right. Wow. And it goes, I'm sorry, but this song is like, it's really, it's catchy. You know, pulls you in.
It's funky.
It is. Yeah, it's very funky. And he's really good about bringing, you know, a very soulfulness across and a funkiness across. I mean, he's done it with every song he's written, not only just for himself, but for SHINee and for other artists.
And there, to me, there's one thing that is similar to the music video. And it's not the lyrics. It's the energy. Well, basically the melodic of the song. So if you've watched our discussion on the music video, you'll notice that I did say that there was this kind of stagnant, monotonous kind of energy to the music video. Mm-hmm. And the song actually, the actual melodicness of the song is actually that.
Right.
The song does not change or grow at all. There is no you know how like most songs kind of have this like dynamicness to it? Right. It's completely static. It does not change. No. So there is a monotony to the rhythm of the song.
Right.
So our next song is "White T-Shirt," which we've already said that Jung-hoon did not compose.
Cray cray.
This song is also a playful song.
Yes, it is. I really love this song.
There's almost I don't want to say country, but like a folky kind of a vibe to it, too.
It actually has like a 50s style to it.
Yeah, you know, like rockabilly or something?
Yeah, something like that. And it's, again, he's got a lot of eye contact. In the lyrics, again, you know, like with the last song, which she is, you know, in this song, he talks about, "Around you, I go around, round, forgetting where I had to be." So he gets forgetful. And then he talks about the casual style, the way you make things look even more special. Your silhouette provokes my imagination. Uh-huh, we know where you're going with this song. Your slightly messy hair, your body stands out even more. Okay, what does messy hair have to do with someone's body stand out even more? I don't know, but Jung's got a way of putting it somewhere. And then he talks about, you know, he keeps going about spilling the sunlight, passing by, seeing, smiling, and the chic eyes. There we go again with the eyes. It's always about the eyes. And then who couldn't help but sing along with the chorus? It's about you, 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 you know, mm-hmm. that's just, it's yeah. all about you. And your eyes thoroughly tied up by your eyes. Okay, so someone's tying him up with their eyes.
It almost kind of reminds me of, like, when you, like, really like the way somebody looks. You know how, right. you focus on somebody and you just, like, stare at them?
Yeah.
It, because the song is, even though he talks about eyes a lot, he's really talking about the person's physicalness, like, the way that yeah. their body looks.
Yeah.
And what they're wearing and yeah. how pleasing it is.
Yes. It's like eye candy.
Yeah, it's like eye candy.
You know, his yeah. music is ear candy to our ears. And what he's seeing is eye candy to him, you know, and he's being tied up by it. He has totally forgotten where he was going. He has totally lost complete track of time. He has mm-hmm. totally gotten lost in what is in front of him. And whoever that lucky person is, can I be that, please?
So apparently, he really likes this person in a white t-shirt.
Yes.
I mean, that's basically what it is. It's a song.
But is the white t-shirt, I hate to say it,
wet? That's what my mind went. So, I mean, maybe.
So, because.
Probably.
But white also, if you're standing in yeah. front of light,
uh-huh.
and he does talking about right. standing in front of light, you can see things with white. So that's why you should never wear a white bra underneath certain colors.
It even says that, the spilling sunlight.
Yes. So he's amazed by
your shoulder
figure.
Lines yes. shines even more.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, he got flabbergasted by what he was seeing and probably was on his way to go somewhere and nope, he just got caught like a deer in headlights. And that would be it. So it is definitely a really cute, upbeat song. It gets you moving. You want to dance around to it because I know I do. And he looks good in a white t-shirt. So it could go either way.
Yeah. Okay, so the next song is Orbit, and this changes the tone a little bit from the last two songs.
Yes, it does.
The song almost reminds me of something that he would play during Blue Night Radio, even though he didn't.
Right.
Because he usually played more heartfelt kind of songs on that.
Mm-hmm. This song is a little more on the sad side. To me, it's about wanting to be accepted, wanting to be loved, or feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
The being accepted and wanting to be loved is like in the first verse. The chorus is what really gets me. It says, there's a universe filled in your eyes. The moment our eyes electronically meet, the tips of my ears felt a zap. The stars have twinkled. Sometimes my eyes roll back. Please look back at me often. Check to see if I'm revolving around you to see if this orbit is right.
When I hear the song, I think of soulmates. I think of yes. this kind of love and there's just something cosmic.
Very cosmic.
About a connection that you have with somebody.
Yes.
That's what I think of when I hear this song.
That is on an extremely deep level.
Right.
That, you know, two people can share. That is, it's so soulful, so cosmic, so twin flame, soulmate, that it's sad to think about, but he never had that. He never found that.
Yeah.
And I've never had that. I've never found that. And I kind of understand where this is coming from. And as every verse goes by, there's more and more, you know, like the artificial satellites, people being fake.
And I also think the fake part is also just, I mean, there are people out there that are just into you for all sorts of reasons, right? That are not, you know, even love at all. Like, they, maybe they think it is, but, you know, there's people who just want you for certain reasons, you know, variety of different reasons. Mm-hmm. And they're just not, you know, they're either they're not being upfront about it, or they just don't really understand it themselves. You know what I mean? Right. They feel, they think that they feel a certain way, but they really don't feel a certain way.
Right. I mean, it could be just by the clothes you have on. It could be maybe the way you carry yourself. But that's just a small part of who you are.
Because a lot of people, they don't necessarily want that. They don't want a lasting relationship. They want to get their needs met, whatever that might be, right? There's something, a lot of them are not aware of it, you know, necessarily. But there's a lot of people out there that are not really interested in a deep, long-lasting connection with somebody. They're interested for whatever reason, you know, something that they want out of it. And that's why they're in it. The other thing I wanted to say, too, is there's a reoccurring theme in the song. I'm just going to read a couple of lines from different sections.
Okay.
But, so, there are too many stars revolving around you, but they're all fake, man-made artificial satellites. I swear by the moon, it's only you for me, it's only you. There's another section that says, there's a universe, there is a universe filled in your eyes. And then the moment our eyes electronically meet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's okay. The chorus.
Right, so, but this seems to be like the theming of the song, which right. is he's orbiting around this person that he wants to have this, you know, the soul, he's his soulmate or whatever, this mm-hmm. deep connection that he has. And he's just orbiting around this person. But all these other people are not planets, right? He's saying that he's a planet. These other people, these fake things, are man-made, right? They're satellites. They're not real. And they can move. So they can move from one planet's orbit and then change and go to, and they orbit around a bunch of people, right?
Because they don't know what it is they're looking for.
Right.
They don't know what they want. Right. And that's like how I feel. You know, I don't want to be with someone right. who just wants a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that. I want a more meaningful relationship. I want to have.
Right.
So that's why I relate to this song so much, because that's something I wish for. And I've never had that. And at my age, I don't know if I'll ever will have it.
Right. He wants somebody that's just going to orbit around him.
Right.
That's it. And yes. he's going to orbit around them.
Yep.
That's basically what the song is
yes.
about. That's basically what the song is about.
You for me and me for you.
Yep.
Together, wherever.
And then talking about the actual music, I think it's kind of cool because there is a space-like element to the sound.
Yes, there is.
Sound effects and stuff.
Yes, it is.
And there's also like a sexiness to it with the saxophone.
Yeah.
So we are now on moon, which is so interesting because we just talked about orbit.
And
the moon orbits Earth.
Yes. And I think he is the moon.
He probably is.
And, I mean, and this song, I am sorry, even not knowing Korean, this song is dirty!
Especially if you watch his performance.
And there was no really recording performance, but I will make sure that video hits our private group so you get to see the performance, because it is a knuckle biter, a tongue tapper.
I was going to say tongue sucker.
I know. A lip biting experience. I loosely hold you, excited to know what dream it is. The thousands of moons, the river above the sky, I made it all. It's like he's God or he's the moon.
You could even say that like the person he's talking to is asleep, or he's asleep.
Right.
And all of this is like, you're like having a fantasy or something.
Right. And then, I'll take you to the moon, I'll take you to the moon. Talk to me, baby, talk to me. And then he goes, I'm getting dirty thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm okay with going even further. Only to me. Talk to me, baby.
He's always about only to himself. He really just wants one person.
Yes, he wants that one. That's what he wanted. He wanted the one. And it is what it is, but this song continues the orbit feel, because what does, like you said, the moon does orbit Earth. It does have that ooh sound to it, has that cosmic feel to mm-hmm. it. It's pretty.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to say about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot to say about the song because it's just a sexy song.
It is. It's a very sexy song. It's a sexy song about a guy wanting to have the love of his life in his life, to be in his life, to cherish, to care for, and to
get it on.
Let's get it on. Yes. Basically, that's what he wanted. He wants it all.
So next song is Aurora. And we're keeping the cosmic theme. He is describing this person that he is captivated by, comparing them to the Aurora Borealis.
Right.
How, you know, beautiful and amazing and elegant is one of the words that he uses in the song.
Right, His goddess, his love.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's kind of like orbit.
Yes, it is.
Right? He's just so captivated by this person.
Yes. Aurora, aha, baby, has spread before your eyes. You could rub your eyes in disbelief, but you have no choice but to believe. It's like, you know, even though sometimes we meet people in our lives and we meet that one, it's hard to believe that we found that one,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you've waited so long, you've dated people or you've talked to people and you just couldn't find that magic.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, you know, here it is. It's like he's trying to tell her or himself, depending on how you want to look at this,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if I rub my eyes, I wake up and I still see your beauty. You're still here. This is, you know, what I've longed for. This is what I hope. You know, and he talks about how colorful this person is or how much color this person has brought into their life, thinking, you know, that if you have been alone and you haven't been with anyone, sometimes you often feel drab and, you know, you might find yourself wearing more darker colors because you don't want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finally are happy and you're in a good state of mind, you tend to wear more brighter colors, mm-hmm. or you're more brightly in the way that you express yourself or talk or do things. And that's right. How this is coming across. You know, he already knows beautiful things that are not common, but he's talking about this lady. And in this one part, he goes, "Lady, ooh, baby, even if you're already in my arms, I want you endlessly."
Mm-hmm.
That is someone who just wants that one person to love.
Right.
And this song just continues what every song has built up on
mm-hmm.
from the very first song.
Right.
But it still has that cosmic theme to it with, you know, going from orbit to moon. And now, oh, here, the goddess is before me. Mm-hmm. I, you know, no matter how much I rub my eyes or she rubs her eyes, mm-hmm. we still see each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're still present within each other's.
And the fact that he brings up Eos.
Yes.
He's saying that this person is above him, right? Because Eos is a goddess.
Right.
And because she was cursed to love mortal men, he's basically kind of almost saying that he's just a mortal. He's just somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just somebody, but I still love you. And if you're cursed to love mortal men, please love me. You know, you can look at it that way too. But in front of my eyes, looking at you like a colorful curtain fluttering, look at you in front of my eyes. You look so elegant. You're a light in the noisy world. So glamorous. That is elegantly put.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's ridiculously romantic.
Yes, it is. You know, and he's good for that.
So, but I think that's but all, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Yeah. And, you know, it's got a goddess tied to it. And it's, you know, in Eos, it it's Greek.
Right, just it's Greek. Just to let you know. Yeah, and she's the goddess of the dawn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's kind of like the sister goddess to Aphrodite.
But Aphrodite curses her, right?
Yeah, she curses her, but then because of what Aphrodite did...
Yeah.
Because Aphrodite was the love goddess.
Uh-huh.
Because of what she did to Eos. Mm-hmm. I think Aphrodite got encased in stone later on in life, so... But I'm not 100% sure. My Greek mythology is really rusty. No,
I think you're right. Okay, so moving on.
Yep.
So the next song is Dress Up. And this song is a good club song, I think.
How you gonna dress up today? It's actually, I think he says tonight, but it's today. Yeah. But the first part is tonight. This is just like, he's flirting.
He's being cheeky again.
Yeah, he's being cheeky.
Yeah.
He thinks the person he's with is, you know, pretty.
But there's also parts in the song, too, where he's kind of like, I don't like that. So he's almost like telling him to change into something else.
Yeah. they'll be watching you. No. Yeah. But watch me, babe. Come on, watch me. But he's so cheeky.
Yeah.
When you're born with it, blow up. Just locking eyes with you makes me glow up. Don't be ambiguous. It doesn't go with your look today. Feels so nice, nice, nice. It's all right.
And he's acknowledging in the song that he's having a good day.
Yes.
Like because he basically says that he's not usually having a good day. But for some reason, he's having a good day
he's
today.
In a good mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you gonna dress up today? I love this song, though. Because it's got that good, fun beat.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you want to get up and dance and move around. You know, there's a little cheekiness to it.
But we still have the continuing theme here. The song, this line here that says, treat me differently from others, baby. Treat me specially.
Yes, I know. It's like, right? I'm not right. The rest of them. I'm the one. I'm the one, you know? Uh-huh. Treat me like I treat you.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I'm special.
I'm special. You're special. You know? We're special together.
Right.
Type deal.
Yeah.
But stop it, babe. Stop it. It's so... When you can't help but sing along with this song when it comes on, you know? So, yeah. I like it. I like it.
All right. We are now on to Cocktail.
You're my cocktail.
Which has a very interesting melody. The song is very deceiving because it starts off with this kind of like soft piano.
Oh, I'm so
and then it just drastically changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a metaphor, really. The song is a metaphor of... You know, mixed drinks, right? Having a mixed drink and describing it to his love interest, right? And saying that this person is
his cocktail.
His cocktail.
Because the way they
the way that this person is mixed is like a perfect match, I guess.
Right. Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, don't avoid me. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Don't try to hide. You already know what I want, and it's only you.
He wants more with every sip.
Yep.
I'm taking a sip of you right now. And to me, I can't stop.
To me, that's...
One sip. Oh, sorry.
That, to me, that taking that sip, that's like taking a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And taking another kiss. And I don't want to stop. Can we take this home?
And then you become intoxicated because you just keep sipping and sipping and then it just goes on and on.
And he keeps falling for them, for her charms.
But again, I feel like we just keep repeating ourselves with these songs,
I know.
Right?
Well, because he didn't get his needs fulfilled, evidently.
Well, and when we say needs, we mean like...
He didn't find that one.
Yeah, it's this... He's a romantic.
Yes, he's very much a romantic. Yeah. And, you know, the paranormal is spreading. It's extreme. I'm taking a sip of you right now. I can't stop one sip. Without wings, I'm flying. Where is my hand? Or what's in my hand isn't a glass. That right there is like, he's holding her hand or he's holding something else. You know, it could be her cheek. It could be maybe his fingers running through her hair. Something, because... Mm-hmm. It's not a glass anymore. It's who he wants to be with.
And he admits that he's falling in love with this person at the end of the song, too. Which is the first time, I think, of any of the songs on the album that we actually hear those words.
Yes. So it's like each song builds up and builds up, builds up, mm-hmm. builds a story to what he's getting to, that, you know, he has fallen for someone.
Okay, so the next song is Red.
Red Line! Oh, sorry.
And before we get into the song, I just want to point out that if you go back to Bass, his very first, his mini album,
mm-hmm.
The song called, was it Monodrama or something like that?
Yeah.
Right, is that right? Monodrama?
I think so.
It has a similar sound. So melodically, it sounds similar. So this song is interesting because we were at Cocktail, and there is kind of this similar shift in lyrics, right? Because he starts the song off on Red with, like, on the rocks and talking about it, make it a little colder in your glass. So we were talking about mixed drinks and cocktails and all that, right? And we here, again, we have that similarity. And it's almost like, you know, he's at the beginning of the song, he's, like, now super intoxicated, right? Because Cocktail, he's been drinking.
Yep, yep. Been sipping.
And so now he's, like, super drunk. Like, he's totally out of it now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, when I read the lyrics of this song, it seems like he's out of control. He wants it. Yeah, he's out of control.
He wants it now, and he doesn't want to wait.
And he shouldn't be driving. And the thing is that he's driving in this song.
That's what it sounds like.
And it's dangerous.
Yes, it's very dangerous. But what is he driving?
Well, that
is he driving to a point of getting what he wants? Or is he actually driving a vehicle?
Well, maybe it's both.
But it's funny. It says, you're like a street light.
Yeah.
A soft light that wraps around me on top of the highway.
Uh-huh.
Drops on you. If you're sitting on my right side, which is in the front seat of a car,
mm-hmm.
I can't concentrate. Can't stop with the brakes.
Yep.
This has always been a little dangerous. Yep. I need you, baby. Kiss me now. Red light. Yeah. When the red light turns on, red light. Then kiss me. Don't stop. When the world stops, you and I become one. It's because he wants to get it on.
He does, but he's not thinking clearly, right?
No, he's not.
Intoxicated.
He's intoxicated.
And he's probably going to make bad decisions.
Yes. Yes. But is it worth it? Don't know.
I don't know.
But
that's pretty much the song.
You could think he was intoxicated when he did this song, because it does repeat an awful lot.
Yeah, it
does. On how dangerous it is and how much he needs them. And red light, red light, red light, girl. Red light, red light. Red light, red, red light. So, okay. I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for some of you, may know this, may not know this. Yes, there is red lights at traffic lights. But throughout history, it has been known that if you want a good time from a female, if you're a male, mm-hmm. you can go to what is called a red light district.
Right.
And any woman who had a red light in her window, outside of her home, or stood outside of a home, mm-hmm. or belonged to a brothel, you could have your way for X amount of dollars. As time went by, people then could have red light bulbs
uh-huh.
that they put out for that. And it still exists to this day.
Maybe he's putting out a red light.
Who knows? Maybe he is. Jungi is so naughty. He is. He's very naughty.
Yep.
But it's okay. I like that naughtiness.
Mm-hmm.
It enthusiates. Yeah, never mind. Forget it. I can't talk now.
But I think that's why it's called red. Because the red means two different things. The red means the red light, like, sexy time, right? I want it,
right?
But it's also, we need to stop. I really should be stopping, but I'm not stopping, right? So
it means, like, you know, come to a stop, halt,
right?
You know,
but he can't.
Yeah,
we have now come to the last song,
Suit Up.
Yep, Suit Up,
tightly bow tie.
And this is a really beautiful ballad.
It is,
and a nice ending to the album, because the culmination of all the songs is basically him wanting this, you know, beautiful love and this one person to only look at him, whether it's love or sex or whatever it's going on, right? It's the same thing. But the album ends on, like, them coming together and they get married, kind of,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And as we know, the song is about...
Well, a wedding night.
A wedding night, right? And it's describing, basically, the beginnings of a wedding night.
Yeah.
Before they actually...
Yeah, he's telling her, you know, one, two, look up, my necktie feels tight, loosen it for me, I'm getting sleepy. My eyes are shutting, let me lean on you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a relationship, whether you're married or not, you lean on each other in moments of stress and aggravation and frustration, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
When one needs the other person's strength, they take turns leaning on each other and giving each other the strength to carry on. Your hands, your arms, they're passing above my neck, passing behind my back. Well, that's like someone pulling them in, you know, helping to take mm-hmm. off the tie, holding
right,
them.
Right.
You know, now that's two-step, right? I'm craving for something sweet. I'll pull you in close or pull you in. Close your eyes. Come on. You're pushing and then pulling. Tell me how you really feel. It's almost like she's a little shy,
yeah.
but he wants to kiss her. He wants to get started.
And it's almost like a dance, right?
Yeah,
the two-step thing.
Yeah, this two-step. And when I first read this, I was like, two-step? That's like a country dance.
Yeah.
But, you know, but now two-step. Or should it be now step two?
Right.
You know, but I didn't know. But then in talking about passing and hands and everything, but this part here, oh, suit up, tightly tied bow tie, shining cuffs, put it all away, don't need them here. Oh, dress up softly, the white veil that covers you, the soft lace, take it off, don't need to hide anymore. I'm still with you.
Mm-hmm.
That is like, look, babe, we went through all of this. you know, we did the song and dance. I fell head over heels with you. We orbit each other.
Right.
You know, you're my goddess.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going to be together forever.
Right.
And this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, now you can just take it all off. We already got married and everything.
Yeah.
This is our first night together as husband and wife. Let's make it, you know, ours.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, I thought that was like really cool. But then the part here, I'm pulling you to me again. I've turned back the frozen clock hands. Oh, hey, only look at me today. Why would he have to turn back frozen clock hands?
He wants it to like last forever because frozen clock hands aren't already moving.
Right.
So you're basically turning back time that isn't moving already to get more time.
Right.
So maybe he's just saying that he wants this to like last forever.
That could be a play on that because frozen time hands, time's not moving.
Right.
So that is.
He's turning back time even more, right. Even though it's not moving.
Right. But that, see, that's just romantic.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing is romantic.
The whole album is, yeah, most definitely. But
yeah.
This song just ties the whole album together. It's a nice little package. You know, it's the bow on the package.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help but love it. It's got it has a nice melody to it. His vocals are very beautiful.
And there's really, really pretty piano thing at the end of the song.
Yes. And it is the best song to end the album on. And I think the way he set the album up is just beautiful. It does take you on a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And
It makes you want to have a soulmate. That's
it does. I want to have a soulmate, but you know, not all of us are lucky. But yeah, so that is our Jungi She Is album podcast. But we would like to have your input. So when we post these in our private group and our Facebook page, please feel free to go ahead and add comments. Tell us what you think. What is your favorite song off the album? What did you think of the She Is video? All of that, please, you know, share. That's what we're here for. That's what Shiny World is all about, is to support the boys, their solo careers, the Shiny career, the, you know, support each other, be there for each other. But anyway, love you guys. Take it easy. Sorry this is late, but I appreciate all you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Eat, bye. Please.
And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page, and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there, that Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is musicnmystery, and Jin's is callmejinjin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.